For the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Birmingham, Alabama, I'm joined by Birmingham Southern head women's basketball coach Brad Hodge. Coach, Birmingham falls today in a tough double overtime thrilling game, 96-95 to Southwestern University. And just first of all, your opening thoughts on what the way the game played out for your team and what was just an incredible atmosphere.
It was awesome. It was a great atmosphere, home crowd, had great support from our local fans and student body. It was a lot of energy in the building tonight, and we fed off that. We got down early, but we fed off that. Got a good lead, just we were not able to maintain that lead because, they're a great team as well. They're great shooters and got some open looks and buried them. But from a fan's perspective, a basketball fan, it's obviously it was fun to watch, and this part of it's fun to be a part of. But you want to be on the other end. And, they just had the ball last, scored late, and we didn't have enough time on the clock to get the ball down to get a good look.
Coach, an incredible game. The game was tied 8 times, 11 lead changes. Just from your vantage point on the sidelines, what did you see? What ultimately was the difference? Just was it simply that Southwestern had the ball last at the end of the game?
Well, I thought our turnovers in the first half were critical. We had 11 turnovers at halftime. We finished with 17. We took care of the ball better. I thought their pressure really didn't get a lot of turnovers, but really forced us to slow the ball down, couldn't attack it when we needed to. And made one change to get Sam out of the first initial trap, and it helped us. But I thought them keeping themselves in the full court press and then dropping back into the little 1-1-3 zone was just never something we could maintain a rhythm with. But early, I thought the early turnovers, then I think they had 11 points off turnovers in the first half, 22 for the game. To me, that's the stat line that makes a difference there, is that they had 22 points off, 10 more than us off turnovers, and that's why they're the victorious team tonight.
Coach, your team did an incredible job on the boards all night tonight, 56 rebounds, 21 offensive boards. It seemed no matter what Southwestern did, either they went to the zone or they went man-to-man, they were just having a really hard time blocking your girls out. Just talk about the effort that they put in on the glass, both offensive and defensive this evening.
That's been an emphasis for us for a while. We knew we could take advantage of some things tonight. The challenge part of that is when you have that many rebounds, that means there's that many missed shots. We didn't get some good looks early in the first half, but we were able to get some rebounds. But we knew that was an opportunity for us to continue to keep more possessions in our hand. I like the fact that we were good at that stat line, good at the free throw line. I'd like to get some more free throw attempts, but the assist to turnover ratio was sufficient. Again, the deficiency in the first half is where I think that changed the ball game for us.
Coach, you had some incredible individual performances tonight. Caroline King, double-double with 23 and 14. Ashton Spurgeon had 15 and 14 for a double-double. And then Alex Adams off the bench, 25 points in 25 minutes. Just talk about those girls and their performances this evening.
Yeah. Alex was huge for us. She's been huge the last couple of ball games coming off the bench. Had she not gotten foul trouble, she probably would have stayed longer, but maybe been a little more productive for us. Caroline was just she stepped up big in the second half. We kind of challenged her right there going to halftime. Coach Dixon really talked to her about she's got to rise up. Made the first play, the basket starts the second half, and you could see her energy level rising. Ashton was a warrior inside, and that's what we wanted from her tonight. But as a coach looking in the future, it's nice to see the top two scorers were returning players for next year, and I'm excited about that in the future.
Coach, you talk about the future. Obviously, tonight you have four seniors that play their last game, I believe, as Birmingham Southern Panthers. Just talk about those girls, what they've meant, not only necessarily tonight or this season, but throughout their 4 years here at Birmingham. And when they came here, they knew that their senior year was going to be their one shot to make a run at this tournament. And what their leadership has really meant to this program.
Yeah, it's been awesome watching them grow, mature, and hang in there through the first part of their careers, the transition, and then just get this one shot opportunity to play for a championship. My heart really goes out to them, because they really kept us together. It was a group of nine, and four remain, particularly three, but one was a junior college transfer, but she was still part of that initial class. But it was wonderful to watch them grow, mature, become ladies, and I'd like to give them a little bit more. As a coach, you just want one more thing you can do to give them a chance to play tomorrow night, and unfortunately we can't. So we're proud of the career they gave us, and now we just look forward to them starting their new professional life and hopefully become good citizens, good leaders of the world, and maybe good mothers and good wives.
Coach, finally, what did you tell your team in the locker room after the game?
I couldn't say a word. we just let the General Krulak and Joe Dean speak to them. Just too much emotion in there. I'm not very good in that setting, and they know that. And, we'll have our opportunity to meet sometime next week and just talk again, but It was just too emotional scene, and just said thank him.
Birmingham Southern head women's basketball coach Brad Hodge, again, the Panthers fall in a tough double overtime game tonight in the women's third quarterfinal match against Southwestern, 96-95. Coach, congratulations on a great year, and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you being